All right. Hello. We're live.
Hello, I think.
No, we're fine. I'll fix you in a second.
I was just saying. I'm real low.
Yeah. The listeners were complaining. They wanted you lower. No. Kidding.
Well, he's low and not even registering.
I know.
Not even on the mic's not even like working.
Yeah, maybe that's the bad wire. All right, we'll get into the intro and we'll be
Nicole Bass.
Right back.
I'm a girl. Yes.
Chloe.
Britney Spears. Hey,
Paul. Oops.
Chloe.
Britney Spears. We don't play her music, but we'd sure like to pin her legs back like a Tyson chicken. Radio. Internet. Sponsored by Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome to
All Aboard!
Train Wreck Radio.
Graphic nature of this program. Listener discretion is advised.
Fucking
all right. Yeah, we're just trying to settle in here. First show in 3 weeks. Hope everybody's had fun.
We spelt it wrong.
For all you mothers out there, you know, happy motherfucking birthday.
Happy or Mother's Day.
Now, Zebra. Zebxoruk.
Zebxoruk.com.
Yeah. What are you trying to do?
Remember the name of the two people I want to explain on the phone. Spell that again.
Spell it again? See, why do we have to pick... Why do we have to pick the hardest server? Yeah. Hold on. How do I kill this music? Ooh, Robin.
Because it was the only one that was on it. It was the only Z, so
my computer's all locked up.
Zebxoruk.
Everybody knows how to spell it now.
Okay.
Anyways, you're listening to EverQuest Radio.
World of Warcraft Radio.
I think we're just going to call it MMORG Radio.
What's your username and password? Yes. Or can you go to the Flames? Morg. Remind me of the name.
No, you can go to the Flames without a username and password.
Welcome to Morg Radio.
Hello.
We play nothing but the Grateful Dead.
See it?
As you can tell by our excitement as we start for the first time in 3 weeks.
I know,
weeks,
no,
we're not even talking.
We're trying.
I can't talk.
Anyways, you got Toss over here.
You know, we're doing research after the show starts.
I know. Well, you know, some people were late. I know, you're
actually, we're all late.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I know. So, we got Snowdog trying to find out who she flamed on the crossroads. And,
the Great Schisma.
And, of course.
And
it was Vark.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And this would be Blobbert.
All right. So, what did we miss in the last 3 weeks? Been a few patches.
Yeah. All sucked.
Woo-hoo. Come on, a few more DirectX 9 DLLs. And
okay, we're going to fix the wall.
I got stuck indoors.
Get stuck in doors all the time. I got stuck in a tree this morning, locked up this morning. It's so sad. And now they're coming up with another fucking expansion.
Join us.
Now they're coming up. Now they want us to pay more money for another expansion. They're gonna fuck all up.
Yes,
it's so embarrassing. It's
God
really
Part
sad.
Two.
God Part Two.
It's really sad. It really is.
And in the old days, Sony gave us God.
Oh my.
And the EverQuest people looked upon God and said, this sucks.
Hold on.
Well, here we go. In the days of old, EverQuest people tormented and toiled in POK. The lag was unholy. But then, out of the darkness, came Worlds of Warcraft. And people who were lucky to get on beta rejoiced. And they looked upon colors and characters and models that were all new, all adventurous. While the other EverQuest people toiled and thundered underneath the huge lag and getting stuck into walls, a young warrior named Tasso was playing around and
Get
said...
Get your stinking paws off me, you dirty ape!
And he came right, back to be okay and told his legion, let my people go.
No. It's not that bad.
Yes, it is.
Do you guys push any mobs through the walls lately?
Oh, yeah, isn't that great? You get a mob into the wall, and all of a sudden you warp back to their spawn point.
Next thing, full health.
Yeah, at full health.
I tell you what I just, for the first time in many, many moons, I was experiencing today.
Oh, really?
Simple experience bot grinding.
Mm.
You know?
Sand?
Yeah, mid-sands.
Mm.
Very, you know,
yes,
nice boring,
place.
But sometimes you just have to do
Actually,
grind.
That's the least boring camp
mid.
In bot.
Yeah.
Okay, because you could be in ocean where it's the same fucking mobs. Every now and then you get out, you know.
But, so I rather enjoyed it. And I was having a good time, whatever. And the first couple of times the tank would push the mob into the wall, I would say, you know, wall. You know, like I always used to, because the ranger can't hit him in the wall.
Right.
Well, one time he did it, I hit the, and I was still shooting arrows.
Right.
And the arrows were hitting. Then he cornered him, and the arrows were still hitting.
Oh, cool.
And I was not standing in the same wall. I was standing out in the middle of the open, and I went, did Sony fuck up and fix something by accident?
Yeah, they'll nerf it next one, because, you know, archery is overpowered.
If, you know, they'll always come up with something. But I was amazed. Suddenly, I'm hitting mobs in a wall, and I'm like...
Well, they said they improved collision. Which, yeah, improve, I don't know. Improved is a relatively.
How do they improve it?
You get stuck in the wall, the mob can now be cornered and hit, though.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden I'm shooting arrows and I'm plucking away, and this guy's buried. All you see is his feet in the wall.
And you're still hitting
them. And I'm still hitting them. Mm. And I'm like, this is new. This
will be good for.
I'm like, this I can't complain about.
Yeah, no.
But I think it was a complete fuck up fluke that they actually fixed something that Rangers have been asking to be fixed for over a year.
They'll nerf it.
Yeah, they'll find a way to say, wait a minute, that's not good.
Now, they did add a couple
of arrows will warp
things that Snow Dog did like, though. Snow Dog's been playing another character, a low-B character, and they added hotspot experience zones, which is like pop-style experience for, you know, lower-level characters.
Right. And supposedly the zones are supposed to switch.
Yeah,
over time.
Yeah, my ass. Just like the pocket zone in you know, behind Nagafin.
Nagafin was only going to be there for a short time.
Yeah, short time.
Still there.
It's still there.
And how long ago was that?
And even before that was the other pocket zone in Chardock. That's still there. Yes.
So what level is
with a whole bunch of broken quests?
But
there, by
I still.
Way.
Say, but the
what level is the pocket? I'm sorry. What level is the pocket?
65
for Nagafin.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But
which is kind of funny. They put a high end pocket zone right behind a dragon that banishes you.
So you have to make sure you have to bring a bunch of lobies with you to kill them so you can get into the zone. There's
this
logic
doesn't work well.
But then they leave these zones. They leave God. They're trying to repair it.
Right.
And one of the best zones that ever existed in the friggin' game, they wiped out and won't ever let come back. Befallen.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Befallen for below 20th level characters.
I would make an
alt
just to go in there again.
Friggin' zone that ever played in
now
the game.
Now it sucks. Now it's just like, yeah, there's no story. There's no.
That's what I'm saying. But they had
but
a fabulous zone that everybody loved.
I know. And they said, nope, one time only. Sorry.
Right. Sorry. We won't give it back to you. Why? But instead they give us zones that no one goes to.
Are you not an MIRC anymore?
Yes, I am.
They love tormenting.
But it's not tormenting.
You
I mean,
closed, you closed the window.
I mean, they
the
keep
window.
Trying to find ways to make people happy and you know, play. And they just, they're missing the boat so badly. And I don't understand it anymore.
There you go.
You know, no, I don't want it to go. There's no need to bring up higher level, to bring us to higher level
70!
There's no need for it.
Do you get death touch at 70?
Yeah, like
Yeah. You get to go.
So Avatar War.
Does that mean I can go like just smack around, friggin', you know, Avatar War? Because I'm now 70
at level 70. You still will not be able to kill level 65.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, I'll have shit that'll be light blue to me. It'll be kicking the living crap out of me now. But in the end, what, you know, like IV will end up being like light blue to me. But couldn't even think of possibly killing him.
No. See, I'm the same way. Right now, it's you know, I've definitely done. Well, basically, you know, I'm done with EverQuest. I mean, we're still doing an EverQuest based show because, you know, you pay a game for, you know, almost 4 years. You get attached to it. You want to know what's still going on in the game and stuff, and that's, you know, so I'm that portion of it. Basically, I took all my no-drop equipment and sold it. I had one...
How'd you sell your no-drop
equipment? No, all the stuff that was not no-drop.
Okay.
And then I had 1 million platinum.
What, one tassel? You sold them all?
Yeah.
You sold the box?
Yep. Sold the box, sold the helmet around with Zach, sold...
Why?
Because I'm done.
You're the one who just told me yesterday, when you guys get back into VT, give me a holler because I'll come down and play.
Oh, no, I'm not gimp by any stretch of the imagination.
But why sell it? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with the million plat?
I bought a digital camera with it.
Oh, would you sell it online?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you see my really nice digital camera?
Yes, I saw it. I didn't know.
EverQuest paid for that digital camera.
Yeah, well. You're just getting back what you put into it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
So, hey, it's an investment.
On the lighter side, though,
yeah.
I'm a 58th level Shadow Knight that's pretty much key for Emperor and almost key for Vestal.
Telling you, you're not allowed to ding. Shizma is not allowed to ding 60 until he gets Emperor kill. If you ding on the Emperor kill,
Tuesday,
make sure you die.
Yeah.
So you can... so he's the, you know,
because we
want
to do a slash who...
With him only in the zone.
Right. And slash who... 58th, 59th level Shadow Knight in Vexthal.
Yeah.
It'll just look wrong.
Yeah, it'll be one of those, you know, with one of the mobs targeted or whatever, so everybody can go, you got to be kidding me.
Jesus. What are you doing in there?
58th but level now you Shadow
gotta
remember. Knight, NFG.
But the funny thing about it is you got to remember, when Vexthal first came out...
We were only 60.
Max level was only 60.
Mm-hmm.
So there was probably quite a few 58th, 59th level individuals inside Vexthal.
Yeah, but now...
But now... Right.
But no, actually, by that time, it was the people that went into Vexthal were 60. 60 and had everything, you know.
Just 60. There was no AAs. There was nothing.
Yeah, but they were 60.
Just, you were just 60.
Yeah, we've been. Can we de-level you to 55?
No.
Okay. No.
But,
that would be funny.
No.
No.
What's your password again, Tom?
No, kidding. No.
It's out. Basically, okay, so they added hotspots that Snowdog has been taking.
Yeah, actually, that is a good improvement. You know, all of a sudden, you ding 25th. Now go to Mistmore.
Now, when are they going to make it so when you eat food, you actually regain health back?
Well, they have you regen more if you sit now.
Yeah, an extra point. An extra 2 points, actually.
It's noticeable.
Yeah, no. It's noticeable at lower levels. So at the higher levels, it's like, yeah. Okay,
they got to go into the bosses.
Well, you know, if you want to try to get rid of some of the downtime of the game, mm-hmm. that's a way of doing it.
Right. Well, they're you know,
without giving us
again
ridiculous
you know,
regen.
No matter, you know, I mean,
it's stupid.
I am a World of Warcraft advocate. Everybody knows this. But World of Warcraft coming out can help EverQuest, actually.
Well, because now they have competition.
Yeah,
for the first time in their lives.
Competition is a good thing.
But so far, my opinion, they have fucked up badly where it comes to competition.
No.
Because they just keep putting out shit.
Well,
it's almost like, you know, I'd rather them not.
When they have to implement
Flash Rewind.
Right. When they have to implement a fucking rewind feature because they know everybody's getting stuck. Hey, why didn't you leave that shit on test a little while longer and fix it? And
you
make
know,
it
and
come out right.
That's the point. But I'm at a point now, just leave the game alone. Fix what's wrong, but stop with the rest of the shit. Improve your customer service. Pull it back from fucking India. You want to actually have some sort of competition against Blizzard.
Yeah, I got
to make sure you don't lose, you know. Okay, and now they're coming out with the beta for EverQuest 2.
Ooh.
You know, but the system requirements just for this latest patch are insane.
Star Wars Galaxy is already out.
Oh. EverQuest 2.
But the system requirements are insane.
Right.
There's no logic to what the hell these people are doing.
No.
None.
Because did you see the requirements for EverQuest 2?
No.
Oh, okay. Keep talking.
I'd love to go up to these head designers or these people in charge of Sony and just smack them about their head. They are fucking up a great cash cow, and I don't understand how. Why? They've got to be the stupidest fucking people I've ever seen. How do you throw shit out there that you know is fucking up?
Okay, here's the requirements. Hey, this sounds familiar. Processor 1 gigahertz or greater, 512 megs of RAM, DirectX 9 compatible pixel shader and vertex shader compatible hardware with 64 megabytes of, so you need a 64 megabyte card with pixel shader and vertex shader compatible hardware. DirectX 9 then. So it's basically we're testing some of that stuff.
We're testing the new engine for EverQuest 2. We really are, and it's just embarrassing, in my opinion. It's sad that they're using the 200 or whatever thousand players they have to beta test shit.
Well,
it's like, you know, not for nothing, but that's why the test server exists. That's why, you know, all of this shit exists. Mm-hmm. These idiots at Sony, the designers, are making a small fortune off of this.
Yeah, well.
And how do you not put out a good product?
Oh, by the way, the lore.
I almost like looking at, you know, I almost think that the Dilbert's boss, the pointy haired one, is running Sony.
Yeah.
I really do.
Actually, believe it, you know when they killed the sleeper?
No, on top of that, he's in his office in an important meeting, snorting coke and getting a happy ending.
Okay.
If you look at the lore on the EverQuest 2 website, though, 500 years have passed since the sleeper was awakened and a turbulent era has fallen on Riath. So wait a minute, our player versus player one will be the sleeper was killed?
I guess so.
Because he wasn't awake, he was killed.
He wasn't just wakened.
They killed him.
Oh, can I tell you, Bob, what happened to me?
This turn. Okay, your turn.
Let me do my rant. I'm in Mistmoor, Castle Mistmoor.
Yes.
With my cleric. I'd been there since like 7:30 in the morning with a group.
Yes.
Leveling. Great EP. This is a good hot zone.
Yes.
Well, we're trying to get to the graveyard. We come in from the zone. We had just regrouped, gotten new people. Get around the first bin, killing a mob. We were like maybe 30 steps from the zone.
Okay.
Get this one mob that does one of those hop jumps and gates back to his vine spot.
Yes.
Mage Pets follows it.
Okay.
Brings anything that's with it, like maybe three kills.
Right.
Back to the camp with it. Immediately killed the mage. You know, okay. The rest of us are thinking, oh, that's like a lot of EP to lose. We're right next to the zone. Let's skip the zone. Not enough time to send a shout. We get out of the zone faster than we can come back in the zone and say, sorry about that. You know, we're rezzing whoever got in our way. Couldn't have been much. We had the zone to ourselves. Two people were in the zone besides us.
Okay.
We get a nasty little tell from one person.
Yes.
Saying, oh, thanks for shouting train. Before any of us could send another tell, this tune is gone. Logged off. Logs back on his other tune, Vark. Now, it waited enough time for us to get back to the graveyard before it logged on Vark.
Okay.
Sends me this nasty ass tell, and I'm like, guys, I'm logging on my shaman. Something's going wrong here. No. Nobody's going to do anything to us. You know, that would be really bad. My group is thinking you have faith in your fellow EverQuest players.
Yes.
Next thing I know, I see 20 mobs running towards us.
Hey.
Camped out my shaman. And get the, area slow and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Vark did not like the fact that my shaman was able to slow him and keep the group alive. Next thing I know, another 20 mobs come running towards us. And at this time, he's shouting in zone, this is what you get for training my tune. All you had to do was say sorry. Well, how do we say sorry if faster than we could send you a tell, you logged the fuck off?
Yeah, see, right there, you should have reported that.
I did.
And
I took
did you petition? The screenshots don't count.
I took petition. Yeah, I petitioned
you,
GM.
And nothing happened?
I haven't been back in game since yesterday afternoon.
Nothing happened.
I will repetition.
How long did you wait in game after you petitioned?
2 hours.
Okay.
I have
Once again, Sony is listening.
But
Fucker.
Just be careful, people, because what's the tune's name again? I wrote it down. One is Vark, and the other one, what the hell's the name?
Alizar Stalker?
Alizar Stacker. S-T-A-K-K-E-R. Because any, you know, tune, you know, the mage logged off immediately, got her cleric that could do a 96 res. I had my res available. But I was nice to let them know that people in the game can still play the game respectfully. When I logged on my paladin to give the mage a 75% res, I noticed their group was down again. Mm-hmm. Did a run by clicky res on everybody.
You know what I would have done?
You said, I've done it.
No, I've done it with Thrall before. I res them with the 0% res. They don't watch it and they eat an experience res.
Yes, they just click it thinking they got res.
No, my idea is
ouch.
Because this person didn't know that Chelsea was with Lady. So I res her and then I sit down and send a shout. 20 seconds there'll be a huge train coming through. I still have to get my cleric out. Next thing I know I get this tell, you're the same person? Yes. Not all of us are idiots. I type back. I'm sorry. It just pissed me off.
No.
First of all, we're all low-level tunes. You bite it, you bite it. Big deal.
I know.
Yeah, everybody but you know what? Gets trained.
And here's the fun thing. They will buy the zone. When you see a train coming, or you expect a train coming, you zone.
But they were camping right on the zone line.
Right.
They should. That's why you
how
camp
did they die?
The zone.
How the fuck did they die? The zone's right there. Hello.
I don't know.
But, you know, I don't know.
But you still wait at least 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be. People just get annoyed. It's all an answer.
Yeah, but...
He got annoyed.
But you don't do that.
And did something stupid.
But a GM should
have... You should have shouted train.
We were too close, and if I had stopped the
shout... It was shout train and die.
Or
get to the zone. And
I
say,
there was no run.
This isn't World of Warcraft, right?
Where you can type in, type train.
Well, you just run back to your body and you have no experience loss. You lose 3% experience, which is a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, it isn't to us because one kill gets it back, but to them, you know.
Right, but they would have gotten a res. Had she waited to see what we would waited 3 or 4 minutes to see what our response would have been,
right.
He would have found out, or he,
well, he
would have found out he was getting a res, but didn't.
Well, he should have just zoned. Yeah, it's like you're fighting
the
zone.
Nasty
oh
luck.
Shit! I've never been at a zone line and died due to a drain. I've had to zone before. Like, oh, fuck, you know, zone. Okay, that happens. I've never sat there.
I've made it right to the zone line and then died.
Oh, don't you hate that? Where it's like so close to the zone line when you walk up to loot your corpse, you zone.
Have you ever died as you're clicking the zone?
Yes.
And then you actually
zone.
Don't die. You zoned, and you have like 3% health left.
Yeah.
No, the best.
But I actually, the picture came up, the overhead view of my body
dead.
Laying there.
And you zoned at the other side.
And then when I came back from, you know, it says loading, please wait, and I zoned, I was alive at like 5%. I was like,
you know, people have gotten
now that's a squeak.
People have gotten their corpses duped like that before. Because they die in one zone, and they die, and it says they die, and they end up on the other side with all the gear. They come back, and there's a corpse with all the shit on it.
Not my
life. Really? So they get like double their gear?
Yeah, I guess if you had some nice snowdrop gear, I guess that would be pretty cool.
Well, yeah, if you don't have non-snowdrop.
Yeah, I think they fixed that bug. By the way, don't be going to zone lines
trying to die at the same time. I've had it happen where, like I said, and I've just left, and you know, and all of a sudden I zone, and I'm like on the other side of bot going, holy shit!
Do we want to watch the EverQuest 2 trailer, or we want to wait?
I don't want to watch it.
Are you not interested in it?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to play it, so why do I really care?
Come on, it's EverQuest 2. Look, it's got...
Are you going to play EverQuest 2?
Fuck no.
So then why the fuck you interested in it?
Actually, I might.
No. These are... Don't they look like plastic, though?
That, oh, my God. This
doesn't look
computer generated. What do you expect?
I think the skin on... No, it... you know... Okay. When you look at something, if you look at something like EverQuest now, right? You kind of... It's not meant to be ultra-realistic. It's kind of realistic. You can tell it's a human or whatever, and you let shit slide. This game is trying to be ultra-realistic. And, you know, their models, everything looks
anything
beautiful.
Anything that's ultra-realistic and you also have to kill dragons, you know, really doesn't go hand in hand there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
There's
but
dragons in
I
the
could,
world.
You know, but, you know, like, look at this female. God. Look at this female high, she's female high elf, right? I can never jerk off to that.
the hell do you want to jerk off to EverQuest for?
I could.
Go jerk off to your wife.
Well, you know, but I could jerk off to Wilma Flintstone.
She's hot.
I know.
Yeah, I've done it.
No.
That little short, short skirt. Tiny ass waist.
No.
And yeah, that little short, short
guys,
skirt.
Guys.
What?
Wilma.
Wilma, she was hot.
No, Betty.
Fucking Betty. Well, Betty's more of the tie you up in the bedroom and, you know,
and then when Pebbles got older, you know.
I had the hots for Teela from Gila Man. Gila Man. He-Man.
Oh, Gila Man. I'm like, what the hell's a Gila Man? I don't know.
No, I'm not interested in EverQuest 2. I'm not interested in WoW. If I give up on EverQuest,
you know
I'm
what?
Giving up on
gaming I would have been interested in EverQuest if. EverQuest 2, if. If I knew it would come out and be well supported and, you know, relatively
bug-free.
Well, that's
the whole point. Considering they've already shown their colors.
With
Star Wars Galaxies. You're right. I'm still along the lines of push comes to shove.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, Blizzard will end up falling by the wayside with their customer service and their patches, and
they might,
because the almighty dollar sooner or later will take over these idiots to a point that if they're looking at, you know, and there's so many companies that it's a cheesy old expression, but it's penny wise and pound foolish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they had the last couple
of
patches they did,
Blizzard's
well
known, very well known for learning from other people's mistakes.
Fine. But what I'm saying is the patches that they've done over the last year, the expansions, whatever, the LDON one was actually not bad. I'll give them props.
That was the last good one they had.
I'll give them props on that. God was a joke.
I like Sheikah.
Yeah, see, I don't...
Sheikah was shaky at best.
They were of the level. That was a good expansion for their level.
Thomas spent a lot of time in that
I would have never have bought Yakshira. I would have never bought Yakshira if they... You know, if they allowed the map, which is very, you know, the map feature,
right,
to be allowed in everything, I would have never bought it. You know, in other words, when it came out, map was available in the newbie zones, but not available in the later zones, right?
Right.
And I have to admit, the spells that you get in those zones are really good.
For low levels.
I'm still missing what you keep
your spell. You're never going to cast Temperance against once you have Blessing of Agilism.
Yeah,
or,
yeah
you know,
do.
Why?
Clerics make a lot of money off of Temperance when they're buffing lower
levels. No, that's that. No, okay, but I'm saying in a group, and actually, you know, like...
Tom does. Tom casts Temperance like it's water.
Yeah, but he doesn't have another spell.
You know what pisses me off? Is I when I get into a group, I have Temp, and I say, all right, anybody need Temp? Oh, no, I got...
Virtue.
I got Virtue, all right, no problem. You know, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the game, oh, yeah, my Virtue's wearing off. Can you give me a Temp? Okay, no problem. 2 minutes later, another guy. Yeah, listen, this other buff woman. Can you give me temp? Okay.
You gotta do like Snow Dog.
And then a wizard. Oh, by the way, can you temp me too? And I'm like, I got Blessing of Temp. I could have group freaking done it.
You do like Snow Dog. Did.
And
I got
save
into
me a
one
couple
group.
Of Paradots.
I got into one group. Said doing group buffs. Anybody not near is not getting. Casted my line. Three people were like, oh, I need this buffer. I said when I said come near for buffs, you should have. I'm not buffing anymore. And refuse to buff them.
Oh, boy. That's
you'd be on bottom feeders in my group.
Though. Yeah. I'd have no problems with just walking out of your group in about 3 seconds.
If I said it 10, no, I don't considering, just say it once.
A cleric,
I say, come near, I have group buffs, I'm buffing.
A cleric I will agree
near?
With because he's eating money.
You're not eating mana.
You're just eating mana.
Yeah, but to
and then you just eat yourself
them,
and you're fine.
I'm out of mana.
So what? You're out of mana. But the group is buffed. If someone screwed up and didn't get there, you say, well, you're a friggin' noob. But here, let me buff you.
But I say it
you
like
give them
three
shit.
Or four times, and
but
you're standing there.
It doesn't matter.
You know how annoying it is? You think you're done buffing, you get all your other spells up, and somebody's like, well...
I do it all the time in raid. You know how many times? Picture being in a raid with 30, 40 people, and you get them all sending you tells like that.
Actually,
most of the raids I go on, the rule is, group buffs are coming, everybody's got to stay near the thing. If you're not there from... You're SOL.
Okay, that's
the
that's
raid
good.
Leaders will
it's
say
good
it.
That you it's good that you're bringing people into a raid that aren't properly buffed. How retarded is that?
It's not retarded. I'm telling you, come near me. I'm casting a buff on you, and your ass. I tell you three times, come near me. I'm casting a buff, and you don't move your ass for me after I've said it three times. I'm supposed
She's
to say
very
okay.
Demanding.
Yep.
No, you call him a noob, you call him an idiot, but you're still buff.
Left to right.
Okay, and then every harder. Time I do this, you do the same
deeper.
Thing to me.
Deeper.
Deeper.
I'm going to get pissed off.
Well, see, then you don't play with these
I'm
people. You put them on your ignore
you.
List, and you don't play with these people.
Yeah. No, but think of it, Van. Yeah. I'm casting, and I do this, and every time you do this, I'm like, I got 10 buffs I'm casting. All buffs on me are 600-plus mana.
Okay, first of all, what fucking goddamn horrible piss-ass group do you have to cast 10 buffs on?
You figure you've got FOS.
Focus Assault, right?
You've got your...
Stamina.
Agility, stamina.
Fuck agility. Agility's completely worthless in this game.
Okay, yeah.
You've got Dexterity. You've got Daiku. You've got Bali. You've got
Dexterity and Daiku gives you dexterity.
No, Daiku gives you strength.
And
it
dexterity.
Stacks with dexterity.
No, it just and it gives you dexterity.
Right, but if you cast dexterity, also they stack.
Yes,
and with focus.
Right, so what? Somebody who's got
more
a low dexterity can max themselves out.
What, what are you going to start saying? Then you cast Akum. Please.
No, I don't cast the Akum.
Oh,
no, no.
I hate shamans.
That's
shamans.
A worthless buff. No.
I hate shamans who cast fucking
Akum.
Completely
worthless
it's
buff.
It's good for Sea Invisible. Because right. It lasts longer than a regular Sea
Invisible. Well, I always have Sea Invisible, so.
So, after that comes Bali. You've got Haste, Regen.
I never, I always unclick Regen. Click.
Yeah, Regen I click off because I put up my...
Well, I'm a warrior. Basically, that 15 Regen a tick ain't helping.
Well, right? No, I don't. I click it off because my...
Dane Ring.
It overrides the Dane Ring buff, yeah. Which pisses
that?
Me off.
Well, they could fix that.
Aren't they supposed to be stackable?
No.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Are they?
No, yeah, but basically they wanted to nerf the Dane Ring. That
I actually, I have a gripe. I have a gripe, too.
That's a lot of buffing. And they're all
cleric.
Group
it should bounce
I'm
off
out
of you.
Mana
it shouldn't.
When I'm done doing
yeah, it just
buff.
Always overrides it. So after, you know, I'll be in the middle of a fight going, how come my damage shield went down? Oh, fuck, some idiot cast fucking regen on me.
And
well,
I hate being in
a
group with casters.
Group that need it.
I hate being in a raid with group with casters. You have grouping with casters?
Why?
Because it's inevitable that you always get... It's like all of a sudden I get, you know, the Beast Lord crack. I get K,
I'm
like,
well,
I'm always clicking off the Beast Lord crack.
And
why? I have to tell you this.
Because if you're not a ranger.
Are you casting spells at all? You do cast.
No,
I do cast, but
never enough to be low mana.
Never enough to be a low mana.
When I'm casting the Beast Lord clack on top of the KEI, I'm regening 10 times faster than without the Beast Lord crack. You're
right.
Begging for it if you're
Beast
a caster.
Beast Lord crack is 9 mana per tick.
It
KEI
makes a big
is
difference.
16.
Right, but you say stack.
Right.
I stack. Understand they stack. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying, as a ranger, it's to me a useless buff.
He's not casting. He's
right,
I'm not casting
shaman,
anywhere near enough.
He's casting arrows at him.
As a shaman,
I'm casting
I need
arrows.
It.
Well, now once I get around to getting that AA, where I eat up mana to increase damage on arrows,
you're gonna need it.
That's I may need it. I don't know. I have to. I'll see when I start shooting it to see
like
how much I eat up the mana.
You're
probably
all you beast lords that I said your crack sucks. I'm kissing ass now. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah,
well, that's what I said.
But
I
remember, they're still more
then.
Powerful than you because now they have a 61st level pet.
Who beast lords? Yeah.
What the fuck's up with that? Like they needed anything? Did beast lords need anything?
What they got something
no.
better?
Yeah, their
They've
pets
been
got upgraded.
On the beast lord and dumped on the shaman again.
Wait, and you know what? My pet didn't get upgraded.
Of course not.
Mine didn't either.
You're not a pet class.
Yes, it is.
It's a Shadow Knight.
Shadow Knight.
No, that doesn't
class.
Mean he's a pet class. A pet class means the pet's like almost to your level.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm at 64.
Oh, wait,
my pet comes blue
guys,
or light
guys,
blue to me.
I just got my new pet spell. He now casts darkness.
Woo!
Self-snaring pet.
Self-snaring pet.
Does 40 damage per
And it's
Paul
actually
claw.
Quite useless because the shit I'm attacking
right now.
And
dies real easy.
It doesn't hit.
I finally got, World of Warcraft, sorry.
That's fine.
I've been playing a rogue. I played a rogue for a while, and I kind of found like an empty spot where basically either I went through the quest too fast, or they didn't, they need to make the quest a little harder so I kill more, or they need to put more quests in. Yeah, in other words, I went through all the quests and found myself 4 levels below my next quest level stuff. And basically, I'm too low to go in most of the groups that go do these quests. So I have a choice of grinding experience.
Which I hear is slow.
No, it's very fast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
No, there's no downtime. I'm saying, I don't like to... No, I don't like to grind. I like having a purpose, and that's what I was trying to do.
Basically, I feedbacked everything, you know, because I'm beta testing. And then I picked up a warlock. Tom played a warlock. He made an undead warlock. Got him up to level six. No, yeah. Seven, I think.
Seventh, yeah.
Yeah, up to seventh level in, like, one sitting. You know, just for, like, you know, Tom's sitting's about, what, an hour and a half?
Dude, your pet talks back to you like a little wise ass. That's awesome.
Yeah, and buffs you and stuff
and
like that.
And buffs you.
Yeah. So, basically, I decided to, you know, it looked like fun. So, I decided to, you know, pick up a warlock. So, I started a human warlock because Manas is in the game now. He's playing a paladin. Okay. So basically, okay. So I started off a human warlock, and I'm going through all the quests, and you know, they definitely have the human area much more fleshed out. Again, we're 5 months away from release or whatever, much more fleshed out than like the undead area.
Okay.
You know, the quests are more, you know, have a better flow to them and stuff. You know. So basically, we're playing this, you know, I'm playing this, and I ended up getting that Voidwalker pet, you know, the big blue pet.
Yeah,
that thing is a little tank. It made a complete difference. But we're talking. What brought this on was you guys say, you know, your pet hits for 40. My pet hits for 3. It's like 3, 3, 3, 3. I'm like, this sucks. I'm like, this pet's actually what it is. It's a tank. It's basically there to
take damage,
to keep aggro on you while you load it up with dots, you know, and nuke it. If you nuke it too hard, though, you know, I realize how hard this stuff's hitting me because, you know, you nuke a little too hard, all of a sudden it breaks off of your pet and comes to you, and it's like 25, 25. When you only have, a, you know, 200 hit points, 25 a shot hurts. So, but a lot of fun, especially once you open up at past 10th level. And it's kind of nice because you don't just get a pet spell, you know.
Yeah, you got a quest
whole,
for those.
There's a whole story. There's a whole story. You have to go find this guy, whatever, and he's an archmage, and you need more training. And I actually had to go down. He gave me an item. I summoned a Voidwalker, and I had to kill him. So I had to kill. In other words, to tame him, I had to kill him, basically. And then he ended up giving me the spell. It was kind of cool, though. Look at the pet.
She can come down.
No, he barks.
No.
Hold him away.
Bring her over here. Give me her.
I think the cat will kick his ass. No
kidding. Her ass.
Her ass.
Her diaper ass.
Her thong. No kidding.
Okay.
God, you have a dog with a thong on him.
No.
Somebody dumped a dog in my yard, and she's not fixed. So she doesn't get pregnant. I put a chastity belt on her.
You're going to have Monty crying.
And Monty's sitting there looking at her going, damn, you look hot in that thong.
You already DNA'd her.
DNA'd her.
Oh, God, no.
Monty's speech.
But at least we're not going to have puppies.
I swear to God, I think 50% of that dog is reproductive organ.
Just balls.
Yeah.
He weighs 14 pounds, 10 pounds of balls.
I bring my dog over here and like the whole bottom of her is like freaking clear-coated.
Nice.
Shellacked, actually.
No, actually, she wants to be near Monty more.
Ooh.
Love is in the air.
Come on, guys,
upstairs. So, by the way, we're not taking 3 weeks off ever again. Nobody even realizes we're having a show. I'll put it up to, you know, 70 people download it, but, you know.
Just shut the door, Bob.
Close the door.
All our regulars are playing. But, what else? I know they added something else, didn't they? What else is coming out? They got a new expansion that'll go to 70.
I'm kind of liking the things I've heard about it so far.
The expansion?
It doesn't sound like it could be. It doesn't sound like it could be a bad expansion. The problem is that, fine, fix God a little bit and make another expansion, but leave the levels alone. They got. I mean, come on. I understand you want to keep going, but if 0.1% of everyone who plays EverQuest, has right now reached a point where they have all their AAs?
No, they don't.
I would be dumbfounded. You know,
I guarantee there's people out there, though.
I understand. When they went from 60th to 65th, there was snootfuls of people who were at 60th.
Omens of War.
Well, right. And then they went to 65th, and there was snootfuls of people at 65th. Then they added the AAs, and people started cranking AAs. And now, admittedly, there were some... Me and Tasa were talking about these last night. There was some exploits where you could crank AAs quickly, depending on your class.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, maybe a few people did manage to pull it off.
But very, very few.
But very few.
Right.
And then even the people who had all this extra AAs stored.
Right.
You know, when they came out with the new patch, they wiped them all out.
Right.
You know, so...
Now, here's the thing,
there's more than enough.
If those AAs...
There's more than enough to keep somebody... Truthfully, I have to play this game for another 2 years at my pace of playing.
To max out.
To probably max out. And that's if I do mostly grinding.
Let's go over the overview for what...
So why?
Let's go over the overview real quick. Epic weapons. Oh, that's one. Epics 2.0. By the way, they don't consider them epics. The last four fanfares, they always say, no, we don't consider them epics. They're just weapons. Now, all of a sudden, it's Epic 2.0!
Yeah.
It's okay. Now, a lot of people are, you know, saying that they're not going to be tied into your old epics, because what basically you'd have all these Uber guilds that, you know, nobody did their epics, or, you know, a lot of people just skipped their epics because there was better stuff out there.
Like the Shadow
would
Knight.
Have to go back now. Oh, yeah, can you imagine? The Shadow, you have to get a crappy weapon to go get a good weapon.
It's nice.
Wait, you have to have your epic?
No, you don't.
No, that's what he's saying. You won't have to have your epic.
So it won't be tied. Actually, I think it should. I really do think it should.
I'd like to improve on my weapon.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, possibly just flat out just improvements to the weapon you already have.
That would
or
be nice.
whatever the epic might be.
Right. I mean, but no, they're saying, let's see.
You're right, cleric. Group res.
Epic weapons are
resolved. Ooh.
Epic weapons are the result of completing an epic quest. These hand-tailored quests will be available for all classes. The quests themselves will be a compilation of solo, group, and raid content.
Same as the epic now.
However, these weapons are being designed for people at the upper end of the level spectrum.
Makes sense.
You'd have to be 65 in time to get these. Okay.
Well, if they turn around and say you have to get a no-drop item out of time and it's not
enviable, they'll go fuck themselves.
They can go fuck themselves sideways.
But if it's out of like Bod or Plane of Fire or something,
it'll probably be in the God areas.
Yeah, it'll probably be in the new expansion. Probably places that you'd have to go and basically be elementally equipped to actually handle the content.
If that's the case, then that's the case. You know, but I'm saying as long as they don't make it like, you know, hey,
impossible.
No,
you know?
but no. If they put it this way, if it was like any of the third tier stuff that's in God now. Difficulty, you'll never see it. Not in Legion of the Dead. It will take you 2 years to get your epic.
Took me three years to get mine.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I'm not. It reaches a point at some point in time where, well, that's what I'm saying. It gets ridiculous.
Right.
They have made it now that, other than, like I said, 0.1% of the players who literally do nothing with their lives except play this game.
Right.
They still got forever to go before they're ever at a point where they're saying, I got nothing else to try to kill.
Well, there's a lot of people.
Well,
you pick your time your time guilds.
Yeah.
Okay, the experience is better when you get up into elemental planes and time.
Right. But Bob.
But it's still not, you're not going to crank AAs out like they're, like, you know,
they're saying
water.
They can get 10
Bob,
a day.
Bob.
But even 10 a day.
That's already
even 10 a day, you're looking at, that's 90 days.
But
playing days.
Right, but you
know,
there's very few insane people like
that. It's already happening already.
What?
Nobody's reached the god cap yet.
No.
Nobody's reached the god cap yet.
Talking about things that you can't kill. I mean, I log on every day, and I'm like, hey, guys, what are we going after now? Oh, well, let me see. Emperor's down. Rumble Crush down. Ivy down. Vinny down.
But you've
down,
done them all
down,
already.
Down. And you're all on a freaking 7-day rotation, and you gotta wait for a goddamn patch, and then hopefully assimilate a freaking raid party before the next guild takes it out.
Well, yeah,
what's wrong with that?
That's what's
how
wrong with
is.
That?
That's how the way game it should is, be.
That's annoying.
No, that's the way it should.
Well, what? You Avatar War should be up. You know, as soon as he dies, he should pop again.
No,
I haven't seen.
It's not a 7-day rotation, a 3-day rotation.
Right. Well, no, Avatar War is a 3-day rotation actually. All right,
they make it difficult.
Right, it's a time sink. It's an artificial time sink because you're going to want every warrior in your guild to have a Blade of Carnage. Well, you're going to have to kill Avatar War 30 times. You know, if he dropped enough Blade of Carnages for everybody in your guild, you'd never want to kill Avatar War again. You just move on to the next content.
Point being, yeah.
And you reach the end of the game and you got nothing to do because basically you're
there's
already
nothing wrong, Tom, there's nothing wrong with putting them on 7-day spawns. I have nothing wrong with Emperor being on 7-day spawns. I have nothing wrong with most of these mobs being on 7-day spawns. Most of your pop bosses are nowhere near 7 days. They're anywhere between 8 hours to 3 days.
Bot towers are always up.
The bot tower. Well, that's what I said. The bot towers are once every 8 hours. You kill them, he hops in 8 hours.
But then you look at all the gear that comes out of there, and it rots. I mean, we're almost at the point where a lot of the bot stuff is rotting.
Except for the arguments, molds. But they will occasionally drop runes, molds, right. Patterns. Stuff that, I'm sorry.
It's still an upgrade for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's still an upgrade for most players that I know.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the next one.
One piece would be.
Level cap increase. They actually don't say what the level cap's going to be. They say the level cap increases. The level cap increase is being designed to allow players the ability to reach levels above 65. With level cap increase, new items, spells, and quests will be available. So, they could go 70. They could go 75.
Okay, but now here's the question.
What?
If they give you more spells, obviously they have to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right. What are warriors going to get?
Well, no, what I'm saying is, whatever they give you would have to be stronger than what you have.
Right. Which would trivialize so much of the old content.
It could trivialize
Pop. It does now.
It could trivialize Pop.
But it does that. Pop trivialized everything in Lucklin. Lucklin trivialized most of the old world content. Velius,
Right.
Yeah, so, that's the way it works, you.
Yeah, but, I mean, it'll reach a point where,
Oh, you're going to see, 15K tanks?
Yeah,
16,000 hit points. You'll basically just sit there.
And they'll make the next group of mobs harder. So, basically...
It's a never-ending cycle.
Well, I don't even disagree with that. What I'm saying is that fix what's wrong with the game now.
No,
Before you put... More fuck-ups into the game.
Yeah, well, this will fuck it up even more.
Oh, this will be horrendous.
Now, let's see, what else do they have? The guild tribute system. Remember the tribute system that was so great at the beginning and then they nerfed the shit out of it?
Mm-hmm.
So it was worth, it was better to sell your that piece of shit in the bazaar for 700 plat than get, 700 tribute points.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there's now a guild tribute system. This system is extremely similar to the tribute system, meaning you'll probably get the same amount of points, from the items.
Big deal.
However, the difference is the guild tribute would affect the entire guild instead of an individual. And it'll probably have so much upkeep. In other words, you turn on extra mana regeneration or whatever for your entire guild.
Right.
And it'll probably eat through 20,000 tribute in one day. Just insane amount of tribute. So we'll see. That's probably going to suck, and nobody will use it. Task system.
Well, that's the whole leadership.
Here's where you see some stuff from World of Warcraft starting to leech into EverQuest, which again, not a bad idea. They have the task system. The task system allows players to go to various zones and request a task. These tasks are designed for quick completion and initially aimed at lower level players. Basically, it's fast questing. You'll go to West Commons, and there'll be a guy there, and go kill 15 orcs. Remember I was saying, I like to kill something for a reason?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he just wants 15... Yeah, again, there's no storyline. I don't think there's going to be any storyline progression.
15 orc scalps.
Yeah, but for no reason, I don't like them. Give me 15. You come back to him, give him 15. I don't like them. Give me 15. Yeah, not like, again, World of Warcraft, you do a quest once, you're done. You can't do the quest again.
But like a little hidden check mark.
Right. It checks, you finish that quest, and now that opens up more quests.
Right.
So, yeah, you can't sit there and do the same quest over and over.
Well, that's like my wife. My wife is really into Zoo Tycoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, she just started the new Zoo Tycoon that's out there, And they have the things, it's all beginners.
Right.
And once you finish all the beginners, then the intermediates open up. And you can do the intermediates.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. Yeah.
Which one of them
is. It's kind of got a progression to it.
Right.
You want to see what the next quest will
open
but
up. You can't skip.
Right.
Like our conversation last night, we were talking about skipping the entire Lucklin.
Right, we had our friend over here.
Don't
Tor.
Do Shizra and VT anymore. Right. Just go and do Pop.
We had a friend that also plays EverQuest, and basically he was arguing. We were arguing about our guild. Our guild decided to go to Vex'ahl. instead of going forward with the pop progression. Basically, there were people in our guild that were saying, oh, you can't do pop without Vexthal. And basically, he was saying, well, if they're saying that, yeah, they can argue that, but they're wrong, because it, you can you know, point out 5, 6, 7 other guilds that have done exactly that. They never went to Vexthal.
They did.
And they went
did hit,
to time.
They did hit a
plateau.
Insane roadblock.
Yeah, but
when they hit like Soul Roll Tower.
Yeah, but then they just have. They
but then they just hung out Soul Roll Tower for a while.
Two or
they
three
got
people farming up molds.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But then they hung out in Soul Roll Tower for a while.
Yeah.
But the good thing about it is you were gaining ridiculous. You're also gaining pop experience.
Right. Huge amounts of
while
experience.
You're doing this instead of fighting snakes in Shizra for weeks on end, where your experience bar never moves.
Oh, I got one AA. I got one AA in 6 weeks.
Oh, God.
Fighting in Shizra. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so.
But that's what I'm saying. The experience so, bar never moves.
Yeah, it doesn't move.
And, you know, people get really tired.
Yeah, well, burnt.
Because there is no loot whatsoever in Shizra.
Oh, come on.
No, the main mob
those
are loot.
Those snakes.
But, I mean, those the snakes themselves give you nothing.
Hey, I've got 5 stacks of Shizar fangs. What? That's not good loot?
What Shizar fangs?
They suck. It's
a no-drop.
Every
range
item,
weapon.
Yeah, everybody's got it. Every single mob drops them, pretty much. Okay, so this part I don't like, and I don't think I mean, you guys might like it, but I don't like it. Ooh, look.
Did you bother to tell anybody?
It's on the news page. By the way, if you're listening and you can't get into the chat room, look at the news post again on our website, and it does have the chat room information on there.
We're back to the InnerGamer.
Yeah, we're back to irc.innergamer.net. It's right at the top. It says IRC InnerGamer is working again. Just use that. And down at the bottom, it even says, see you at chat server is irc.innergamer.net.
Did you fix the Java chat link?
And the Java chat link is also fixed. Damn, I'm good.
Anyway.
Okay,
time.
Let's go on to the next one. I want to hear. I'd love some
people. What were you just talking about?
This is the one I don't like. I don't know. You guys might. I don't. Custom PC titles.
You met Gino in London the other day?
Huh? What did you say?
Was thinking about when I met Van in London the other day.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Flatline. Welcome to the show. I don't feel like typing tonight.
Genocide. Yeah, I remember him. Actually, I still got pictures.
Anyway.
What time custom is it EST? It's
like
5 minutes to 8 p.m.
I know, everybody thinks
EDT.
It's 8. All right, here we go. Custom PC titles. Players will be able to select titles for their characters based on various accomplishments. These will be available across all levels.
I am Baron Shizmook Kai
Orc Killer.
Orc killing butt wiping.
That'd be cool.
Blobson.
No, that's not, because in EverQuest it means something if you have a title.
If you have a title, it you know, your last name means you hit 20th level.
Well, you may have to have an accomplishment to choose the title.
It'll be across all levels. So all levels mean 10th level you can get one.
Right, but it may be a different title. Hopefully.
Oh no, it'll be different titles for different accomplishments. I'm sure.
PMT,
but remember, they did.
EDT.
You know, it was actually a big deal when they did the stuff when Luckland came out. They had these quests or whatever, and people were interacting with the GMs. You remember them, right, Tom?
Of the Nexus.
Yeah, and they would get when they finished it or whatever. They got of the Nexus added to the back of their names. So I'd be Tasso My Salad of the Nexus.
Nice. Yeah.
But it means something. It's like like the guy who killed Karafem, got Karafem Slayer added to the back of his name.
Okay.
That means something. Doesn't mean anything if it's an orc pawn bitch on the back.
Right, yeah. Well,
you died to orc pawn 7 times. You now can choose orc pawn bitch as your custom title.
You know, there will be people who will choose that, too.
Exactly.
All hell, King of the Losers.
I got to give Tom his own one so he can do that. Anyways. Okay, so I don't kind of like that just because I think it takes some of the, prestige away from having a title. Again, I don't have a title, but people who do might not like that. New disciplines, AAs, items, spells, quests, trade skills. New disciplines, AAs, items, spells, quests, and trade skills. Wow, I could just read that once. Continue to make EverQuest the most compelling and persistent online world ever created.
No show's not over. We're only an hour into it.
And here's what's
going to
suck. And here's the part that everybody's going to hate. Improved graphics. Discover rich new zones, detailed environments.
Which means it just legs the fuck out of me.
Bump mapping on all. Basically, it's like they have a Quest 2 models. Bump mapping and stuff on it. So if you don't, you know, if your car doesn't do bump mapping well, it's going
to
be
able to choose it.
I hope so. But knowing them, they'll probably take away the old character models and say, oh, no, these are fast enough. And
yeah, no, well, that's the whole point. But you know, if they reach a point where all of a sudden I'm looking at it, I got to go spend another $400 or $500 to upgrade my computer just to play a game.
You'll play World of Warcraft. Because
it'll
you know
be
what?
Time to be done.
World of Warcraft plays great on this 50 frames per second on my laptop, with everything turned on, far flip clip play,
right.
And everything. I'm like, damn.
You know, it's bad enough now. I mean, I don't have a great computer. I don't even remember
it's
the stats
decent,
on it.
Though.
You know, but it's decent. You know, it does anything else just fine.
Right. But no, EverQuest has always been a pig. Actually,
right.
I have noticed that you turn a little smoother now. You know, like
a lot of things are smoother
but,
and nicer.
Well, it's a little bit smoother than it was a month ago.
But
a month ago, it was a joke. I couldn't move through POK.
I'm saying,
couldn't go through it.
I'm saying with my computer.
With
you know,
mine, I have all
Uber
graphics
computer.
Turned on.
Right,
and
you
I have
right,
no lag.
Right. Well, I don't have that.
Well, no. We go in 72 person raids or 50 persons raids. We have 50 character models on. If you have all of them turned on, I doubt you're sitting there smooth as silk.
I have to turn spell graphics off, but yeah I'm decent enough that I'm not complaining at all.
But
I don't know. The highest my clip plane goes to is like 50%.
Yeah.
If I'm running around the bazaar or someplace or someplace
zero.
Where I have a map, I just put it at zero.
Yeah.
See, I don't have to turn my clip plane down for bazaar anymore.
Yeah, once I said the bazaar in of itself actually isn't that bad. That's what I'm trying to figure out. The bazaar was the mess.
Well, the bazaar doesn't
and
send
POK
you as
never
much.
Never had a problem. Now all of a sudden I go into the bazaar, I can run around like
bazaar is not
problem.
Also as crowded as it used to be
I go,
either.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. There's still 400 plus
400.
Players in there.
I've seen 500 before.
Yeah, but that's vendors, but there's not everybody hanging out in the bazaar like they used
okay,
to.
Okay, but either way, but what I'm saying is I go into POK now and I'm like, you know, one frame every 6 seconds. Where I keep thinking I'm locking up and all of a sudden I start to move again. And then I'm saying, oh shit, did I lock up this time? No, I'm moving again. Oh shit. Oh wait.
The locking
20
up
20 seconds. No, I've locked up. Never mind.
The locking up though, that's annoying. You're sitting there running through it and you're like, why ain't I moving?
I can't figure out how in the hell to get out of that other than turning my computer off.
There is no other way. I've tried
everything.
I have to
completely turn my computer off. Because I tried control alt delete.
Don't worry.
I even get the screen up. You know? And it says EverQuest not responding, but then you have no mouse control, so you can't even click it to end task. You can do nothing. I just click the computer off.
Hi, White Raven. Sorry, I don't feel like typing.
So.
It's right. Just, I don't know.
All right, butt sex. Sorry. All right.
Oh.
Well,
actually,
okay.
I'm enjoying the EverQuest chat. I'm telling you, though, I made a new tune. Tried to Uber it out, but found out most of the Uber gear.
Yeah.
Has those level caps on it now?
No.
And they make the gear so that your lower level tune
can put it on.
Can put it on, but does not benefit at all from
it.
So I did the best I could. But I'm having fun. The new hot zones are great.
Yep. Again.
Tom.
You left the door open.
You let Monty down.
Bow wow wow. Bow wow.
Somehow
another thing. Sex fiend Monty.
I'll send him upstairs.
Somehow or another, they got the chastity belt off.
But anyway. Yeah, I don't know.
He's got butt override. Sorry, Van. You got to pick him up.
I'm so.
Dog wants to hump so bad, he's not afraid of Van.
So I so desperately want to get up in pop progression. It's driving me crazy because our guild took a little bit of a whack of people leaving.
Yeah.
You know, it was a combination of, I think, with WoW coming out.
No.
No, I'm just saying. With WoW coming out and for the fact that I think people are getting to a point where they might be done with EverQuest.
There's a lot of people that might be done,
but
there's a lot of new people coming, too.
Right, but what I'm saying is the good players that we had, the ones that we've lost, they want to see the end game. They want to see Plane of Time.
So mean.
So what they're doing is they're just literally, they're leaving. I don't know. Are we talking?
Yes, we're talking and I'm listening.
It's almost like, you know, so they left us to move up to the next level of guild so they could right away be you know, in elemental planes. And it's like, I don't know. It just drives me crazy because if everyone who had left had stayed, we would have been in elemental planes. It's so retarded. We
could have easily masked 50, 60... But you guys had a lot of 50, other stuff going on in your guild at the same time.
Oh, we had one little disagreement, and a couple people quit over it. And that was it. Other than that, it was just people just started saying, you know something? I want to be there now. I don't want to work for it. I want other people. I want to ride on other people's coattails to get there.
Do you know what it is?
And it's annoying.
I know you don't want to hear this.
I know. Well, the new game's coming out, so people...
They want to see time before they quit.
Before they quit. No, I said that while you were upstairs.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Food.
I understand what you're saying on that, but I've noticed this, there are new players in the game. There are people finding new enjoyment in the game at the same time as the people that
are leaving. I don't think there's
that
many new players. Honestly, sit prime time game time, right? What, 5, 6, 7 o'clock? Maybe 8? And sit in a newbie field. And see how many true newbies there are. You can tell the true newbies. They're the ones still naked.
Right.
Not the guys in full plate, you know, at first level. And you won't see that many true newbies anymore.
There's some, but you're right. There's not many. And that's also understandable, because...
EverQuest's been out for so long, most people that are going to be gaming are already gaming.
Well,
And the newer people, let's say the people who are just reaching the age of gaming, you know, are... I don't know. You know, probably the people who would convince them to play EverQuest are telling them now, well, look, it's almost done. Why buy this game when in a couple of months we'll be doing WoW?
Yeah.
So they're not even bothering with starting EverQuest. They'll just say, okay, we'll wait for the new game.
I've had a lot of people, though, that told me there's no way they're quitting.
Well, you know, again, the difference is there is when you start seeing a lot of your friends, you know, and they start, welcome to the Wraith Zebruk, of... server, and they, some say
if it ever reaches a point when they start condensing servers and blah blah blah, yes, it'll get ugly, and it'll happen sooner or later.
It has to eventually.
I think it'll be another year or two though before it happens.
I think longer than that.
I was going to say it'll take at least a year or two before you even begin to see enough of a drop off that'll happen WoW is so fucking fabulous.
Phone's working?
Yes, the phones are working.
That you should really just turn into...
I'll let you play. Just play for five levels.
It may be fun. It may be a great game.
We're just not switching.
The phones aren't on. Where are they? Wait, where are they?
There's things that I wanted to try to finish in EverQuest, and I want to try to finish them. You know?
They're connected now.
That's all. Before I start something new, I want to finish what I started.
Oh, of course.
But I'm sorry.
You can't finish a game that never ends.
But that's the best part.
There's things I want to finish.
Oh, okay.
But that
I'm not saying finish the game where I am hanging out on top of the body of time with my 900 AAs.
You have
level 97 or whatever the fuck they got it up to at that point. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
your own goals.
Yeah, I have certain goals. I wanted to finish in the game. Yeah. And when I finish them...
That's one thing I think they're going to definitely
do. Then I'll look at it, you know?
World of Warcraft is probably coming out in about 5 months.
Pussa!
There we go!
Hey!
A phone call!
Oh, my God.
Pussa!
Pussa! Wow, we haven't heard that in a while.
Hello.
Oh, I hope the phones work because we haven't even tested them in like 5 weeks.
Welcome to EverQuest Radio.
Hello?
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 Are you really quiet?
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. We're here.
You're in here. What's going on?
I can't hear you very well. Hang on. I'll call back in just a second and see if that fixes it. I've got a bad line because I'm calling international. Okay, guys?
Okay.
Okay.
An overseas caller.
An overseas caller, and we're going to have a phone call.
No.
Have you guys looked at Guild Wars yet?
I've read a couple of things. Guild Wars is going to be a non-subscription-based MMORPG. I don't know how they're calling it a multi-massive online player game, because basically you connect and basically go to, let's say, imagine... Oh, jeez. Okay, we'll talk about this in a second. Remind me.
Okay, what I
actually did.
Talking about a seaside.
Hello?
Hi, it's Kurt, or General.
Hey, Genocide.
Hey, how you doing?
It's been a long time.
Holy shit, man, it's been a real long time.
Where are you calling from?
England.
Cool. You still there?
Yeah.
I got quite a long time.
I can't remember.
Go and save the Queen.
So what's going on, man? How you been? What are you playing now?
Well, a bit of everything. Ever since I kind of stopped playing Counter-Strike, I've been spending a lot of time working most of the time now, but I've kind of sold my soul to Final Fantasy XI for a while.
All right.
Well, I've heard quite a few people commented that game is actually rather fun. So
I've heard a lot of good things about that.
It plays. I mean, normally I used to. It's the first MMORPG that I've ever actually managed to get into and stick to and actually get somewhere. I mean, before I had played a bit of EverQuest and played a bit of Anarchy Online, and at the time I wasn't really into gaming all that much. And it kind of required too much dedication for me to get into it, but this is like the first game I've actually got into properly.
Oh, okay. So I guess you worked around the fact that you work with Japanese people on the same server?
It's not actually that bad. I know a friend of mine who had the Japanese import version always used to complain how he had no groups, but the problem was there were hardly any American players, and all the Japanese people are like, they'd much rather play with somebody who speaks their own language.
You can never get a group.
So I started playing, the American players started playing, so I always had people my level who spoke English.
Right. Okay.
Now remember, Americans don't speak English.
We'll spike America.
We don't speak English. You speak English. We don't speak English.
We speak American English.
Yeah, we speak some kind of funky English light or something.
English light. So that's cool.
I mean, I've been also playing this new MMORPG called City of Heroes. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of it. I've heard some good things, amazingly, about it, but there's no player versus player or stuff, but basically a lot of people have given it good reviews, like it's a fun game.
I mean, that is it. It's purely for fun. The actual gameplay is stupidly linear. All the monsters have two arms and two legs.
Okay.
All the creatures or the villains or the mobs that you fight, they're all human-based, and they have something a little different. They're like zombies, or they've got, like, mohawks, or stuff like that. And every mission is you go in there, and you kill the bad guys, and you come out. It's really repetitive.
Is it all instanced? You won't see another group in there with you?
Well, it's... When you go to a mission, you have your main Paragon city, and it's divided into, like, 8 sub-cities. Like, there's one called Atlas Park, there's one called Dark Astoria and Talos Island. There's different regions. And you go to these people called contacts, which are just people on the street. You'll talk to them, and they'll say, okay, you need to kill the bad guys at blah, blah, blah. Then there'll be a waypoint. You go to it, you double-click the door, you go in with your team, and then the actual mission is then randomly generated.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay, so it's similar to...
Yeah, like a Lost Dungeon or Araya, but the people in there are bad guys. Okay.
But the only people that will be in there will be you and your team, if you've got a team.
Right, yeah. So it is an instanced dungeon or whatever. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know what instanced meant. I'm not down with the lingo.
Yeah, that's whatever. Industry speak, that's cool. Yeah, but basically, right before you called, they were talking about, Guild Wars. Basically, I took a lot of that. Guild Wars is a new game that's going to be coming out later, and it's...
I downloaded the thing that was on Far Planet, which you can... I don't know, it's going to let me play in the E3 or something.
Oh, yeah. But
I don't know much about it, though, apart from just by starting up the little client, I thought it looked pretty good, the graphics from that.
No, the graphics actually look very, very good, but the gameplay is a little different than, like, EverQuest. You've been in Plane of Knowledge in EverQuest, right?
I can't remember because I played it such a long time ago.
Okay, basically what happens when you play this game is you log into a zone, and everybody else that's playing the game is in that zone with you. You create a group, and you click on, you accept a mission, and it starts a mission for you. Like, in other words, it's like a Lost Dungeon. Imagine a game built solely on the Lost Dungeon and Araya stuff, what happens is you get your group, and then it starts up a map, and you go into that map and you play. But basically, you will never see anybody else in that game unless you're in that city.
Right.
Yeah, which okay. The city is just a gathering point, just a place to sell your stuff, and then you go on these missions. There's no world, you know, like EverQuest, you'd go, you know, to an orc camp or whatever, and you'd see another person killing the same mobs. That wasn't in your group. Mm-hmm. Well, this one doesn't have a persistent world in it. It's basically just maps that they load up. So it's not a fee-based game. You won't be playing per month for that game.
Is it Guild Wars?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was going to be a massively multiplayer thing.
Well, no, they're calling it that, but it's not really. Because, again, would you consider massive multiplayer a game where you only have one zone that you can basically hang with everybody, and then you go off and you go to another zone, but you're the only one that can get that zone, meaning the only persistent zone is the main zone that you log into?
I guess it's kind of like a lobby, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly how you would put it. Yeah, it's like a lobby with doors. Once you pass through the door, that's it. You will never see anybody else unless it's there. They're in your group. So imagine like Diablo.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Where they run a matchmaking service, and then you go, and start up a game, and you're actually hosting the game. So the problem with that is if there's a lot of stuff that's hosted, you know, client side, you'll have the same problems that you used to have with Diablo.
Hmm.
Yeah, where you have.
Yeah. I never liked Diablo because it was like, oh, eight players. Woo! It wasn't really.
Well, exactly. That's exactly the same thing with Guild Wars. I don't think you're going to have. There's not going to be any, player versus. There's going to be player versus player, but consensual into. You'd have to go into a zone. Basically. I guess you could have guild raids and stuff. I'm not sure how it's going to work, but basically that's how the combat system works. So it's going to be a little different. It's going to be interesting to see how it fleshes out, but it kind of looks cool. I mean, it's got good graphics. It kind of looks like EverQuest. You know, the gameplay is different than EverQuest or like a WoW or something or Final Fantasy.
I mean, with City of Heroes, they've really, really stripped it down. I mean, you don't have an inventory. The only kind of thing that you have you can customize your character with, aside from the initial selection where you create your character, is you have things. Every even level, you can get a new power. And every odd level, you get something called enhancement slots. And you apply them to certain powers, and then you can put enhancements in them. So say you have a heal power.
But there's no inventory?
Enhancements. Go on.
No, I was saying there's no inventory, like there's no loot on the mobs that you kill or anything like that?
The only thing that you loot from the mobs is enhancements. And basically, enhancements are, so say you have a power called Heal Other. That allows you to heal another player. Doesn't matter if they're in your team or not, you can heal them. And you get, you're level 2, so you put 2 enhancement slots in it or something, and then you go and buy an enhancement, which increases it by 15%. Or something, the power of it, and that's it. That's as good as it gets as far as customizing your character goes.
Right, but you can't like buy things from other players because obviously there's no loot, right? There's no inventory.
There's no inventory at all. You have things called inspirations, which are little. And when you kill mobs, you can get them, and they're like little temporary buffs.
Right,
and they are stackable. But that's it, and they're crappy anyway. They last for like 15 seconds.
Yeah, but like I couldn't take money and whatever. There's no money in the game then.
Well, there's a sort of currency. When you kill a monster, you get something called influence.
Okay.
So you kill a really good monster, you get 200 influence, and you can actually spend that influence to buy enhancements.
Right.
And that's it.
Okay, yeah, but not from other players and stuff. That's completely different than like an EverQuest or, because like EverQuest is basically loot based, right? Everybody wants loot. They want, they want to enhance their characters by grabbing items, which also the player economies. You have trade skills and stuff. You have a player economy. You don't have any of that stuff in that.
There is no economy in City of Heroes.
Oh, okay.
All
right. So, it's more of, a game that's supposed to be fun and not supposed to be...
Yeah, people who are new to the genre, that's kind of it's a good kind of entrance into it. It's pretty... If for the diehard people who play EverQuest or Final Fantasy or that, it's not enough to it. You can't craft, you can't open a shop, you can't do anything, all you do is kill. And that's why it's so linear. And I'm at level 24 right now, and the highest level you can get to is level 40, and I'm kind of, every zone looks like a city.
Right.
Like, there's this zone called Dark Astoria, and it's like, ooh, new zone. You go in there, it's a city with fog. That's it. That's the biggest variety I've seen so far in the game is a 50-bit fog.
Yeah. So it's definitely a little more simplistic. It wouldn't probably carry the Uber, EverQuest player along, because basically the Uber EverQuest player wants loot. They want, they want the nice sword, or,
they want complexity.
And they want the complexity of the world that they live in.
The game is fun in a funny ha-ha way. But that's about it. That's the only novel. It's a novelty.
Right. So they'll probably have a lot of player bleed on that game. Basically, people.
I mean, there's that City of Villains expansion, but I don't know.
Already? Didn't the game just come out?
Well, it's been announced. City of Villains has been announced already.
God. Is this a Sony?
It's like Planet Side. When that first came out, like a month later, they announced the expansion. They haven't even fixed the first game.
Well, I heard the game wasn't buggy, though. Is City of Heroes isn't buggy, right?
Lots of problems.
Yeah, lots of problems.
I don't know. I played it for a little while, and I don't know if you ever saw the comic strip. But this guy, and he's just calling out, saying hello.
Oh yeah. No, I saw that. He's talking about Planetside. Somebody kill me, please. Right.
That's the one.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was hysterical because nobody plays that game.
The thing is, though, there's like one battle happening the entire world at a time, and you can't drop into it because the population is in max sight for that zone.
Right. You can only have so many people in a zone at a time.
Okay.
Exactly.
And everybody's in that zone, but you.
People playing it to have battles everywhere. So there's a battle going on in one zone, and you can't get in it because it's full.
I was watching. There's this thing on Tech TV called X Play, which shows a whole bunch of video games and rates them. And they were rating the expansion for Planetside. And they're like, Sony, here's a little hint for you. Before you make an expansion to a game, make sure people actually still play the game before you do it.
Because
there was nobody. Because the guy showed. I mean, they were showing in-game footage. And there's like, and he put a whole bunch of echo in his voice, and he's like, hello. Yeah, it's like, there's nobody on any of the maps, nowhere.
It could have been an amazing game. It really had so much potential.
But it came out buggy as hell.
Yep, and no one played it.
Yeah, well, that's what happened with Star Wars Galaxies. It came out completely before it should have. Basically, Star Wars Galaxies now down to like 80,000 players, which is nothing. And that's probably people that haven't figured out how to cancel their games. You look at it, I was talking before you called, there have been studies that there's only so many people that play massive multiplayer online games. There's only, a million people. And what you see is when an expansion comes out, you'll see people move away from EverQuest. You'll see EverQuest's subscription drop down. No, but then you'll see, because it's crap, like Dark Age of Camelot, Dark Age of Camelot, to me was just... There wasn't enough in the game for me.
Everybody left for Star Wars. 30 days, you didn't find your
60
friends.
60 days later, they come back.
They were all back saying, I had enough of that game.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole thing. It's a lot of people, we were talking the other night, and, basically, I'm done with EverQuest. I'm hardcore WoW now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've had a little go on the unofficial sandbox server. And I thought everyone was going to be like, breathing fire at me now, and I was just curious.
No, there's nothing wrong. I mean, to me, there's nothing wrong with it. It's free advertisement.
I had to go on there. I mean, I couldn't do anything, and the world is really unique, and it's like every house you can go inside, and it's got cutlery, and things. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, or even like the little, you see a little alchemy station with, bubbling, oozing stuff coming out the top. I mean, it's just, very detailed and rich. Snow Dog had asked me, you're doing this because it's anything but EverQuest, and it's nothing could be further from the truth, because there's other games out there. There's, Dark Age of Camelot, I heard Anarchy Online, which was probably the biggest piece of crap when it first came out.
Okay.
It was horrible.
Starting level.
It is hands down the worst release ever. Okay, nothing worked, huge lag, servers always crashing, characters getting deleted. I mean, it was really, really bad.
Hey, guys, I'm going to post you a link to a new massively multiplayer game, and I actually have to watch it. It's good stuff.
Oh, the Chippendales MMORG?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen it. I'm not going to do it now because
that.
Everybody will be hearing
it. The other day, I thought it was great.
All right. Listen, we're going to let you go. So because... What? Did I get IRCQ? What?
I don't know. Whatever. We got a phone call.
Okay, we got a phone call, so we'll figure it out in a second.
All right.
Okay, we're going
to
let you...
Hey,
dude, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, great conversation.
Calls are always awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, especially
one this good.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
People on the chat room from Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Israel, duck!
No. All right.
Kill the Arab scum!
Oh, God.
It's 3:23 a.m. in there now.
Hey, Tom. when World of Warcraft came out, what did you say, you know, people leaving EverQuest was going
to
be like?
I swear to God, once World of Warcraft comes online, it'd be like the Jews leaving Egypt.
Louder.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no. Tom was saying, no, there's nothing wrong with that. That's like, should be a celebration.
I'm
like,
right.
No, they were fleeing.
They were fleeing? No,
and that's where we started coming up with that, you know, where we started playing the... I actually went out and said, okay, let me find out where, you know, the Charlton Heston movie, you know, mm-hmm. Moses, when he leads his people out, you know, the people out of, where was it? Egypt?
Egypt.
I actually went and found the music. It's... called Exodus. The Froglock Plague fell upon the house of Sony.
caused them to repeatedly put out bad, buggy expansions.
Profit margins fell.
What's 1.6?
So let it
hold on, I
gotta
stop
so
that.
Let it be done.
It says somebody just typed in let's play 1.6.
Oh,
I don't know. Probably
let my tunes go.
And we were playing with frog locks.
And dude, and tell me, when Yakshira came out, you walked into Plane of Knowledge and you were like, This is a biblical plague.
Yes.
Yeah, it was nothing but frogs, man. I was just like, I wish this was a full-on player versus player server.
I'd just be killing frogs all over the place.
Oh, God. Yeah, I just spent the whole day counting the Kermits, the Froggers, the Jeremiahs.
I guess Frias isn't really Arab.
Rivets.
You said the thing about Israel, and he's like, yeah, kill the Arab scum, so.
Because, no, Israel, you really don't know a whole lot about the world, do you?
Furus?
Israel?
F-Y-R-U-S. How the hell would you say that? Fires?
Fires?
Jen, Israelis are not Arabs.
No, I understand.
He hates Arabs if he's an Israeli.
Well, no.
Well,
not
most of them do.
Palestinians, right?
No. He wants his name mentioned so that he can be on the mentioned on the show.
That's why he agrees with killing Arabs. He's happy about that.
Virus? Is that how would you say it?
Virus? Fierce?
He likes killing sand niggers.
Oh, God.
Goddamn camel fuckers.
In other news today, Al-Qaeda bombed a house in Long Island.
Long Island.
Something about a jihad.
Something about a jihad against Blubbert.
The Taliban. Can I get a jihad?
Oh, God. Fucks.
It's not me.
Nah, don't worry about it. We'll just put them in prison and take pictures of them fucking naked fucking each other.
Oh, God damn. That was brutal.
How sad is this?
That's sick.
Sad is our country?
Oh, what they did?
Oh, God. How sad is this?
And I guarantee every one of those guys that did that to them was one of those people that was supposed to go home.
Yeah, I know.
I still have one thing to say, though.
What?
We got down on our people for doing that, which we should have. I agree.
I've got the perfect solution.
But what about what they did to that female and all those people they killed when they took our people captive?
No.
Yeah, okay. That's like your conversation about training. If you train me, I'll train you. Yeah. Two wrongs don't make a right.
We're supposed to be there
on the higher ground.
We don't talk about the war here.
Some of those pictures are fucking hilarious.
If Mr. Bush is listening...
Some of those pictures are fucking hilarious.
Which I fucking doubt. If Mr. Bush is listening, which I doubt, I have the perfect solution for Iraq. They don't want us there, right? And they're killing us to get us out? Well, we've already put the generals back in power, right? I say we put Saddam Hussein back in power. Say, you don't want us? Here you go. Have a nice fucking day.
See ya.
Okay, it's said Ferris.
Ferris?
And he's like, LOL, I'm not an Arab, I'm a Jew.
No, we
that's
know
what
that.
I said.
I know, but I'm just like,
actually, you know, I think Palestinians have, you know, internet access too. So he could have been Palestinian.
Palestinian has what?
Internet access.
Yeah.
They have toilets.
He said he was from Israel.
They throw rocks at the tanks. Come on.
He said he was from Israel.
Yeah, okay, that's true. All right.
Anyway,
actually, where no, were I we? Have a gripe.
No, wait, but seriously, some of those torture pictures were fucking funny.
Tom was talking.
The guy standing there with the fucking with the hood over and tied to the bedpost with his back fucking arched, and the one with the chick holding the chain and the fucking dragging the guy around
Tom's
the floor.
Got a microphone, you're nuts. He was
that
talking,
was slightly erotic, personally.
What? Yeah, and the best part about it is now they're all saying the girl that was in those pictures. Oh well, she was just told to pose for them.
Right. She had like, a shit-eating grin on.
Yeah, sure. When she's sitting there laughing at the guy's dick, pointing at the guy's dick and laughing at him, I'm like, yeah, she posed for this. Oh, please. Schmucks.
Well, you know, the army. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know.
So what was Tom going to
anyway,
say? Because that was just
what's your
rude.
Gripe, Tom? No, I was in the middle of saying something.
No, you weren't. He was talking first.
No, I went, and he went, and I have a gripe.
No, you said, after he said, I'd have a gripe.
Tom. What's your gripe? How's it going?
Oh, I'm allowed to speak now?
Oh, fuck you. You've been sitting here eating ice cream for the last fucking half an hour.
Duh, because you guys are... Whatever.
We had a phone call.
You didn't even say hi to him. He was offended.
I did say hello to him.
He's greatly offended.
I said God save the queen. What the fuck did you want me to say?
Oh, that was when he couldn't hear you on the first phone call. By the time he called back, you had already been upstairs eating ice cream.
Well, I knew you guys were going to take over the conversation.
Oh, come on. Now it's your turn. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay.
Gripe. Tell us... Okay, not yet.
Okay. Actually, I
have 30 minutes.
I have a cleric gripe.
Uh-oh.
Go on.
I'm tired of being in a group where I've learned to, you know, play my cleric. I got all my little hotkeys, casting a complete heal, casting a quick heal, casting a duration heal, you know. I got a whole list. Okay, so everyone knows what I'm doing.
Right.
And I tell the group, okay, who's the main tank? Okay, I'm healing the main tank. Whoever's the backup healer, you take care of the other little guys. Okay, I'm in a group. Okay, the main tank gets down to 50%. I hit 10 seconds. He's getting a complete heal.
And then the guy...
2 seconds later.
Okay.
Oh, no, that was the cat.
That was the cat. I guarantee that was the cat.
Mason wins. Flawless victory.
Good one, Mason. Anyway,
oh,
yeah, so
2 seconds later.
So 2 seconds later, all of a sudden, a druid's casting quick heal on.
No, it's people. I like watching people like fall and then come back up when my heal.
Purple
hits.
Club.
Yeah, I got that club. Once. I actually looked through my logs because I was trying to figure out how much
you open IRC
divine.
Yet?
No.
We'll do it. What? He's having a heart attack.
So what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, the purple club.
Tell again on ICQ. I don't even have ICQ on here. Why in ICQ? We're in chat right there.
What's
yeah,
the
why have to
number?
Go to a different chat?
The phone number's on the website.
Actually,
I'm not going to start up ICQ right now. I'm in the middle of a show.
Phone number?
Oh, fuck. I got to go look it up. Oh, hold on. It's not like it's my home number or anything.
Where the hell is the goat porn?
Goat porn.
Goat porn.
Haven't heard of that in a while.
Ooh, those five ports,
Eric
those codes
516-882-0164.
Whole new meaning for getting rammed.
The hotline.
Goat sex. We just had cat and dog.
No.
I ever tell you the story when I was a kid? I actually thought the cats were the females and the dogs were the males.
Oh, yeah, and the orange cows give orange juice, right?
No, that I never thought.
Do dark elves and WoW have the innate ability to fly?
There's no dark elves.
No,
there's night elves.
That's Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, there are night elves, but they wouldn't be considered night
now,
elves.
Once
what,
again,
in Dungeons and Dragons, what elf has
the night elves are,
to fly?
Hold
dark
on, hold on.
I think at 8th level ability, have the ability to levitate, and I think at 12th level, they have the
innate
spell.
Ability.
It's a spell. They just get natural spells.
Right.
Remember that?
Like, yeah,
yeah,
but
yeah.
They're not.
No, I never knew one was fly.
No, night elves.
Otherwise, we could have had a flying birthday cake.
You have.
No, they're dead. So I'm gonna cast.
In World of Warcraft, you have night elves, which are actually not really that dark. You know, okay. They're like, you know, like, you know, they're not really, really that dark.
Half-breeds.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Where you have, you know, what do you call
so
it?
Wait.
Dark
so
elves.
So let me get this right.
Like
let me
in EverQuest.
Is there any, niggers in WoW?
No, Bob!
Wait, is there?
Actually, you can
are there?
Can we just duct tape them?
Are there any cotton picking friggin'?
Oh.
Anyway, no. But seriously,
a rudite.
If you would like to sponsor the show, send me an email at tasso@csr-networks.com.
If you remember, In WoW, you can actually customize your character to be any color. Almost.
But you're still not that dark.
Yeah.
Yes. So guess what? The future looks bright.
The future looks bright. All right. Yay!
Sorry, I'll ding myself on that one.
He says he's still into goat porn because he's still into listening to CS radio.
CSR, yeah, he's just.
Well, here it's not goat porn; it's butt sex.
Butt still sex dope. Radio.
Although the male dark elf, the male night elves, do dance like Michael Jackson.
Oh my god! I'll have to make one up before you leave.
Oh no! Do they actually like?
They do the hip the grind
human,
and
human
the
males do John Travolta.
Yes, they do John Travolta.
Up and down, and they do the air hose.
Okay,
it is hysterical.
There is a reason that
the female night elves are definitely the lap dancers of the crew.
Yeah, no, but here's
the hose.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
they
hose.
Yeah, they dance provocatively.
And then you have the pedophilish kind of
gnome
females that just sit there and
do the butt.
Yeah, but they're this big,
but
so it's like
thing.
A 3-year-old grinding up against.
But the question is, do the female dark elves,
what?
Night elves,
yes,
do they have big asses?
Yeah,
no.
Well, they're thin, but
they're very thin.
They do have a J-Lo.
They have a J-Lo?
They're round, nice little round butt.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, but... come on, am I wrong?
We're going to hell.
No, but the cool thing, another cool thing about WoW is that when you do an emote like that, you stay dancing until you move. It's not a 2-second potato. You're going to keep doing it, and then you spam the whole thing. You hit dance, and you dance. You actually... The thing is, and you change moves.
So
break dance.
So I had this thought in my mind one day of one day, 15, 20 years from now, I'll suddenly decide that I should run for a public office, and then somebody will find the tapes of this friggin' play of this show. I like all people equally.
Liar.
And then also someone plays in the background. Cotton picking.
No. You're going to be a Furman. Have you ever said nigger before? No, I haven't said nigger before.
Never before, ever, sir.
All right. Blobbert is the Marge shot of EverQuest.
Oh,
okay, hold
damn.
On.
There's a...
I can't see.
Shit,
it's
kind of
bad.
That's a male. There is a female.
Let's see how dark we can get her. Not that dark.
No, you're changing colors. You're going from a greenish to...
Yeah, that's about as dark you can get her, huh?
Yeah, I'm on...
I tell you, the Arudites are looking pretty dark in EverQuest.
Yeah, no dark meat.
Actually, the cool thing though, I went to Dulac and I'm killing a.
Oh, I'm going to show him the dance.
All right, an Arudite tavern wench.
Yeah.
And she had the G-string coming out of her pants, like freaking with the new.
Oh God, that new disgusting look.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Were you showing your underwear off?
Yeah, they do that in EverQuest.
That's so sad.
Is that a female or a male?
That's female. No, I want to see the male.
Gino sent you a link.
Riki's invasion screenshot.
Oh, that's cool. Hold on. Guys, you can talk without me.
I know. I want to see the dance.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, I want to see the jigaboo dance.
The jigaboo dance. Oh, God.
5 months.
Hold on. All right.
Wow, should be in the final stage.
Oh, God. Oh.
Or as my grandmother once said to me, don't hang out with
look,
those darkies.
Look.
Oh, stop.
See?
Oh, yeah. She got booty.
That's how they dance. Look at that. And you can actually sit down in a seat in like in a tavern and have that dancing in front of you like that.
That's wrong.
Oh, no. Wait, that is so right.
That is so wrong.
That is.
What's the required level to play this game? 8 years old? You want your 8-year old looking at that?
Yeah.
No, wait, now I'm going to delete her. I'm going to make the little gnome.
Okay.
Oh, the jailbait gnome. So, no, all right, here we go.
Should we call him jailbait?
Yeah. You know you're playing EverQuest when.
Get banned.
Yeah, really.
I'll just make it JLB.
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 So anyway, here we go. We can do a Jeff Foxworthy of EverQuest. When you're...
That's great.
When you're killing a green mob and you suddenly duck because you're 100 feet near a tree.
Okay, that's...
Oh, you turn when the auto-duck
the plane
off.
Of knowledge is a row of pictures. Give it the ponytails.
Oh, no, I already did this one.
Oh, come on.
Pigtails, good enough.
Oh. Okay.
Just pigtails. Now, again, this is a laptop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What?
Favorites downloaded all the shows.
Yep. Okay. Let's get away here.
Get away until... Now, look, she's leaving footprints.
Footprints in the snow.
Footprints in the snow. If you look close, she's...
So can she make yellow snow and, like, write her name?
No, that would... No, no, I think that would be going over the line.
No, you can't...
Don't eat that yellow snow. Slash P. Don't eat that yellow snow.
Okay, let me,
You're making her naked?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Man.
No, we take off his.
No, you go down. Right, yeah. Let's see the pedophilia in the game.
Okay. There we go.
Oh God.
Hold on.
Little butt grind.
Bring her out of the shadows. Bring her out into the lit.
Turn the
computer there you go.
Towards
thank
us
you.
A little bit.
I can't believe this.
Okay.
It makes me want to hang by an elementary school.
Yep.
There you go.
Oh, that's just wrong. Oh, that's wrong.
She looks like she's doing it doggy style.
Yes, just yes, wrong. Exactly. But wait. That looks pretty wrong, right? Hold on. Camp. I'm going to now make...
A male gnome?
The male gnome dance... Goes right like he's behind her. Like he would be behind her and she's doing that. It's insane.
Yeah, you gotta watch the male though.
So, yeah, the dances. Yeah. By the way, they considered this, one person considered this virtual rape
virtual
because a
rape.
Little half naked male gnome came up and walked up to their character and started.
Well, I would
dancing.
Agree.
Oh, don't even say that.
You know what, Jeanette? Maybe if you do decide to play World of Warcraft, I want to talk you out of it.
Hold on. Okay, we're going back to...
what did you say? Male gnome?
Male gnome.
I'm looking for gnome.
That's just wrong.
Hold on. Let me randomize. Let me give him a good face here. There you go.
Hi.
See, look at me.
This is what I like when you get a little cuteness. It's like, hey, I'm ready to play.
Okay, hold on. And dance.
Hold on. Take him out of the shadows.
Yeah. No, there he's not in the shadows.
He's like slapping her ass.
He's like buck fucking her too. Look at his pelvis.
Oh man, you gotta get two people doing this with
yes,
one in front of
it's hysterical when they do.
Oh
it
my
is hysterical.
God! And that's yeah, he's slapping her ass.
They keep going. Yeah, that's what I love about this game.
Hold on, watch. I walk up to this guy, this one right here. Hold on.
Now he's got a male rape going on.
Oh God!
There we go.
That will as much as that we're laughing at that will not last.
Oh yes.
Oh
it will.
Come on!
No,
it
will not.
Yeah.
Save the gnome dance.
No,
save
it will not. It will not last.
Oh yes, it will.
Awesome.
Yes, it will.
Oh my God! Look at that. He's got his hands behind his head. For people who obviously can't see, this guy's hand behind his head, doing the pelvis gyration,
crush.
And then once in a while reaching out and just slapping air.
Looks
because
like
no
they're
one's
doing
in front
it
of
doggy style.
No, there is somebody in front of
right
him.
Right now, we got someone
and slapping his ass.
Yeah, slapping his ass.
It looks like
his
doggy
hand
style.
Behind his head. Oh God, it's just wrong.
That would have been funny.
It's just wrong.
That would have been really funny if that dwarf stopped, backed up, and stared at you.
Look at this. It just keeps going. I can lose you now. The whole,
his arms are flying up in the air. His pelvis is thrusting.
You want to see something? Watch.
Call him Papa Smurf. Who's your papa?
I'm just going to sit here and dance. How much do you want to bet? before the end of the show, which we only have 15 minutes, so it might not, I'll have a female come right behind me and start doing the grind.
I don't care.
Wrong.
It's wrong. Oh, cut it out.
It's all fun.
It's fun. It's not like they're naked.
Well, his tunes were.
No, they were close.
They were down to friggin'. Yeah.
So he's making them naked now.
Yeah, they were down to their skivvies.
Yeah, but I was actually a bra and a panty.
Oh, God. Yep. Yeah, talking about butt sex is totally fine.
We're talking about it. We're not giving it to 8-year-olds.
There we go.
Oh, Lord. He's even got a little pair of tidy blackies.
He's wearing boxers. No, actually, they look like Fruit of the Looms.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Saggy Fruit of the Looms. Well, like grandpa underwear.
They don't have, like, elastic bands in WoW, okay?
Actually, stand up, it's actually lighter. So if you...
Well, then we can do
there
this.
You go. There you go.
No, that's worse.
That's worse.
It was better for me, but okay, worse for you. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, it's a
anyway,
LCD.
So...
So, there we go. There's our WoW update.
Too funny.
But basically, somebody... Do you want to see the human dance?
Yes, please.
Wait. What? Oh, I saw someone moving. I thought maybe there might be...
Oh, there's another gnome there, but it might be another guy, so that would be a little weird.
Well, why? You just had him fucking a male guard.
No, that was a female guard.
Was it? It looked male to me.
He just keeps going. It's like the Energizer Bunny of rapists. Okay, it's not rape.
Who's your papa? Who's your papa Smurf?
Hold on.
My God, could you imagine like a full-blown guild raid with people like that?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
my God.
You don't
have a goddamn...
He had a whole bar
doing it. They were sitting there. There was a tauren, which is a horde.
Drood was table dancing with a tauren.
Right. Up on top of the bar. The tauren's doing the peanut butter jelly. You know,
okay.
You know that.
Right.
That, the tauren does that little dance, whatever. The druid's sitting there, buck-ass naked, doing the grind or whatever. I got to delete him. Okay. Hold on. Now, let me bring Frawl in. Frawl is actually a human. Because you know me, I just don't use any other names than pass.
That's
on.
Fine. If I played another game, I'd try to play Blobber.
Actually,
Virus is like the new WoW game. The new WoW monster, the Arab that explodes in the bus.
Oh!
Well,
dude, someone sent me.
He's got a right to say that.
Someone sent me a forward of a picture of an 8-year-old kid on Halloween with a towel on his head with a little black band on him. With red boxes wrapped around his waist with a trigger in his hand. That was a Halloween costume.
Oh, that's scary.
See? It's the John Travolta.
White boy dance.
Yeah, it's definitely a white boy dance, that's for sure.
Hold on. I'll turn around. Hold on.
Yeah, I gotta see his face, not... Oh, God, he just did a spin.
Yes.
Move your cup. I can't see past the red cup.
Oh, God. Two spins.
See? You can do this. You can leave the character doing it all day if you want.
Oh, could you picture if you were able to stay? No, stay in the bazaar.
And do that?
While you're selling, you know? That would be hilarious. I think I would lose my shit every time I walked into the bazaar.
New trader up, dancing his way into sales.
I tell you, it's fine.
Oh, my God.
These are awesome.
But these are
They're
great.
All awesome.
That one was cute. The gnomes I didn't
like. Just think of that.
The gnomes were disturbing.
But, Bob, think about going into the Plane of Fear, spending those hours of waiting, and just watching your whole
He holds it, too. He holds that little pose.
Yeah, he holds that pose, man. He gets into it.
But just, it's entertaining. You're actually not falling asleep.
Oh, God, and like any good white boy, he doesn't move his feet.
No, because he's white. Oh, the female dance?
Way white.
Oh, yeah? You can sit there in your mind and go, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four.
I think she's doing the dishwasher.
Virus wants us to get off so he can download the show.
Oh, God.
We've mentioned his name a lot.
Uh-huh.
See, that's an imp.
Yeah, that's a little imp right
and
there.
And, dude, every time you use him to fight something, he complains to you. He's
okay.
Like, how about next
you can't
time
kill
you
this one. You can't kill this one yourself.
Look, you're getting a
that
crowd.
That looks like air guitar.
You're getting a crowd.
No. It's actually contagious.
You see, he had a whole bar doing this once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really weird, but... the community right now is actually very, very good. There's people that, you know, are assholes or whatever. You know, they're going to find them in any game.
Okay. Right.
Majority of them are pretty
good. Iris said thank you for saying what he said about the Arab, because my friends worship the Satan and hate the Arabs, who will be on the floor laughing his ass off.
Okay.
Great.
Infidel!
Must commit a jihad against Sony designers.
We got to get the sound clip from Stewie. Say that sound you say before you kill the infidel.
Before you kill the infidel.
I
want a jihad against Sony designers.
No, not the designers. The people who tell them, all right, you're done. Get it on.
Right, yeah. Because you know, chances are the designers
are like, but we have,
well,
but we know there's still problems.
Yeah, we should call it.
But we know there's still problems.
It's the management.
I don't care. Put it on.
I don't care. I need more coke. I need more. Another happy
ball.
Ending.
Actually, you guys didn't see the picture that I did.
What picture?
On the
I'll be just to make it official.
What picture? Up on Fires of Heaven. If you go to the Fires of Heaven message board and look for the post called "Ready, Aim, Fire: The Next Expansion."
Never heard of the website.
It's Fires of Heaven was a big EverQuest guild. Pretty much they're all in mass. All the high end guilds seem to be, except for DH, seem to be going to WoW. But
okay,
like the Jews leaving Egypt.
Like the Jews leaving Egypt.
Oh, God.
And the servers parted.
No, I don't think they're going to part.
It was a plague of froglocks. It was dark in plain of knowledge.
So basically, they showed
the
screenshots of the new zone or whatever, and it looks just like, you know, the God zones now.
Okay.
Because it's like an expansion onto God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
You know, I've spent approximately...
So
0 minutes and 0 seconds in God, even though I bought the expansion.
I did a little Photoshop work.
It's a good place to go fishing.
Basically, if you look, it's the developer working on the map.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, so I make a post, and I'm like, after talking to a friend that worked at the firm that did the enhancement for the Hubble images, we were able to clean up some of the blurriness out of parts of the chat box. So I took the chat box, blew it up over here, and actually, it actually matches. Here's the original.
Right.
Here's the one I Photoshopped.
Okay.
And basically, what you can read, just barely, because it's all still, I still made it blurry, it was like, Alan tells you, which is the guy who runs PR for, okay. You sure they're going to buy this crap? It looks like the same thing over and over again. I need my bonus so I can buy that bigger boat. And then the developer shouts, "This buggy enough for you, bitch?" It says, "Fuck them. It will take them months to get this far. We can fix it after we release it."
Oh, shit.
That's probably what, and you know what's scary? That's probably what they were saying.
Yeah.
So I'll probably get sued from Sony for using one of their image copyrighted images. Or
oh,
something.
God.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Slap him with a dick. Slap him with a dick. Slap him with a dick. Slap him
anyway,
with a dick.
Anyway, it's that
fuck
time.
Fuck him in the eye. Fuck him in the eye.
Blind it is bitch. Almost blind time bitch. For Sopranos.
Yes, we have
we're
to go.
Welcome Flatline, Favorous, Gandar, Gino, and White Raven for joining the chat room.
Yeah. Yes, we have to go watch... The American
somebody
broadcasting
dies.
The American broadcasting system make complete fun of an entire
race
of people or whatever ethnicity of a people and watch Sopranos.
Oh, you'll be a little Italians now.
Yeah.
Do no I way. Have to get a mouton on you?
No. Am I?
I'll stick a ragu up your ass and make you scream kumquats.
And
all
I think
right,
I'm
guys.
Go steal another piece of cake from
Vince. The show will be up later tonight. It probably won't
by
be
the
up
way,
for
my name's Tony
hours.
Ronzoni.
Oh,
my name is
Tony
Ronzoni.
Oh, sorry,
Favor.
We're going to have to... All right, I'll have it up in like 10 minutes.
I'll hit you so hard, I'll make you shit cannolis.
All right. After the song, I'll start uploading, all right? Good night, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Peace
good night.
And long
peace.
Life.
Peace.